everybody being chipped. And hopefully we're going to be able to get Catherine at the break. But I, if not, Wada, you can just go ahead and give us a call here at 970-689-8255 in case she doesn't get here. Why, give us a call. We'll talk about what you want to. But in the meantime, you know, one of the most draconian, frightening things that come along is this legislation, federal legislation, that most people have never heard of, that by the year, I think it is 2008, why every farm animal is going to have to be chipped. Now, this is sort of sold by, oh my goodness, we've got to protect you from the federal government. And what about the danger of mad cow disease? Mad cow disease can destroy your mind. You'll get Creutzfeldt-Jacobs disease. And we're from the government. We're here to help you. And that's why we've got to put chips in every little chicken and every little goose and every little pig and every little goat and every domestic animal in the entire world by federal law will have to be chipped. And I think it's by 2008. Now, what this basically means is if you were to be a lawbreaker, you were to be one of those terrible people who defied the wisdom of the federal government, you would stand a fine of $1,000 for every little chick that was hatched that didn't have a chip in it. Now, what sort of madness is this? Well, very simply, they are trying to get the American people to be subservient to the federal government. There's no possible justification for this. You're going to have not only have the animal chipped, I mean, you're going to have, how are you going to get it chipped? You're going to take it to the veterinarian? Every little chicky who gets born, no, that's not necessary. If you're a big farmer, you don't have to fill out all the forms. Maybe you have to get a chip in them, but you don't have to fill out the forms. But if you're a small farmer, you have to fill out the forms. Why? Well, because if you have a big farmer, you have all these chickens that are born the same, in the same period, the same week or something, and then, of course, you can have, $1,000 or $10,000 all in the same form. But if you are a small farmer, why, of course, your chickens will be born at different times, and then you have to have a form for every one of them. Thousands and thousands of forms for thousands and thousands of chickens, and millions of forms for millions and millions of chickens. And if you don't have your form made out right, $1,000 fine, and you become a lawbreaker. And you can be not only fined but imprisoned for violating the federal laws. And ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing is terrorizing the American people. And what this is all about really is, of course, the big commercial farmers, they can live with this because it's not going to affect them the way it's going to affect the small farmers. And what it's going to do is simply remove the competition. In fact, that's really what so much of what's going on today is all about, removing the competition. Why do you think it is that the great oil companies finance the environmental movement and have all the rules and regulations? Of course, they don't usually follow them themselves, but that gives the federal government the ability to go after their competition. They don't want any competition. Why do you think we have only five major oil companies in the entire world? Basically, they can use government regulations that they have helped to enact to destroy the competition. And this is, of course, the danger of the all-powerful government. It will be used by wicked people for their own purposes. That is why the founding fathers of America, in their wisdom, limited the power of what the government could do. And most of what's going on today is unconstitutional, and the people in Congress know that they're violating the Constitution. But who are you going to complain to? The Attorney General's office? Alberto Gonzalez? Of course not. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez will do what he's told. Alberto Gonzalez doesn't believe in the Constitution. They simply ignore the Constitution and centralize all power in Washington, D.C. And those words of Thomas Jefferson, he wrote talking about the danger of the Supreme Court, because he recognized that within the Supreme Court were the very seeds of destruction of this country. And to paraphrase what he wrote, he said that he was concerned about the Supreme Court for like a thief, working by night, taking a little here, a little there, until eventually all power would be centralized in Washington, D.C., and we will have a government as venal as that which we've recently been separated from. Of course, he was speaking of King George. But this is exactly what the Supreme Court has done. And little by little, chipping away at the very concepts of our Constitution was to put chains on the power of the federal government. And, of course, take the chains off the people. Once the federal government can regulate every aspect of society, can force people, you know, under the name of environmentalism, not to even walk on their property when the one-toed salamander may be reproducing, because, well, there might be a one-toed salamander. It doesn't mean that there is a one-toed salamander on your property, but there might be, and so you might, therefore, step on a one-toed salamander. And if you did, you would be committing a federal crime, and you could be fined and imprisoned. Therefore, you know, during the mating season of the one-toed salamander, you cannot walk on your property. And you say, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. But you don't understand. So much of what's going on is ridiculous. And actually, I did an interview with Michael Shaw last night, Michael Shaw of Freedom 21, and he pointed out that this is the presumption clause, I mean the presumption that there might be a one-toed salamander, and that therefore you would become a criminal if you walked on your own property. Well, who do we have on the line? Do we have a caller? Is there a caller there?
Your guest is here.
My guest is here. Okay, Catherine. Well, we were simply talking about basically this idea that they were going to have all animals shipped. When does that law actually go into force?
That actually goes into effect the beginning of 2008, where anyone with any edible animals, farm animals, chickens, geese, goats, sheep, cows, etc., will be required to register their premises through something called a premises ID. They'll actually have to fill out paperwork and send it to the USDA, to the federal government, to register their property as farm property, and that includes even if you're living in a suburb and you happen to have a couple of chickens scratching in your backyard. In addition, they'll have to have all of the animals on that property cataloged and uniquely identified through a unique number, which will probably be done in the form of a microchip.
Well, now, does it require a microchip, or is there some other alternative?
Well, you know, there's not really a convenient way to number an animal short of the microchip. It really is the easiest, most efficient way to do it.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Catherine Albrecht. This incredible legislation, and where is the outcry? Why, we're for keeping our attention on what's going on in Iraq. We lose our freedom. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6000.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Catherine Albrecht, who has written, along with her friend Liz McIntyre, the book Spy Chips, which we carry. We think it's important that you out there in the audience let everybody understand not only the physical implications of this idea of everything to be numbered, but the spiritual implications, because, of course, they've even written a treatise on this from a Christian point of view. And every Christian should understand that there has always been a plan. The day will come when you will neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast, or by known by the number of his name. Well, Catherine, you were just saying that we have this legislation now, and by 2008, well, everybody's going to have to start filling out the forms or get shipped, and of course, you point out that the animals have to be numbered, and the only convenient way to number the chickens would be with some sort of a spy chip. Would that be right?
Yeah, they actually have to have an ID device that's associated with the animal's body. So there are really only two forms of those devices out there available today, and those would either be an RFID injectable implant or an ear tag. And for some larger livestock, they actually use RFID-based ear tags where it hangs off of the animal's ear. In most cases, those also have radio frequency tags associated with them so that as the animals pass through gates and doorways and such, they can be automatically read without an individual having to mark down the number. So obviously, I would say the vast majority of cases, these will be injectable implants or the ear tags that are already in use.
I see. Well, now, in the past, they used to brand the animals, but of course, you can't brand them with a number. You could just brand them with who they belong to. So.
Yeah, it would theoretically be possible to tattoo the animals with unique ID numbers, but then your problem is that fur grows up over the tattoo and it would be difficult to read it, particularly in cases where, these animals have to be read and their number has to be reported to the USDA on a regular basis. That simply just wouldn't be an option. So they're looking for automatic machine-readable simple ways of associating numbers with individual animals, and obviously the best technology to do that is RFID, which is very efficient for giving living creatures an individual number.
And then, so every little chick when they're born, and every little goose when it's born, and is going to have an RFID. Now, are they going to have a veterinarian injected? I mean, because this is going to be an expensive proposition.
It is, and for the larger livestock, factory farms and large livestock interests, then in those cases they will have someone come onto the premises or even obtain the materials themselves. Many of those larger factory farms have on-site veterinarians that are simply part of the staff that can do that fairly efficiently. For someone who is a small farmer who might just have, a few chickens or a small flock of goats in their back property, then they would actually be required to take those animals to a veterinarian to have the injections done there. And they would also
that would be prohibitively expensive.
It is.
You're going to have to get this whole flock of chickens, and put them in the back of the car or the back of the truck or in cages and take them to the veterinarian. And what's he going to charge you to inject this?
Well, and it's not just that, but it's part of the provisions of this National Animal Identification System, which, by the way, is not legislation. This was never voted on officially by Congress. It never received a presidential signature. It is essentially a set of guidelines put forth by the USDA, but they are enforceable guidelines. They are punishable by fines, potentially imprisonment and other punishments. So they certainly have the force of law. But unfortunately, because of the way that they were enacted, we're not really in a position to, you know, to respond at the polls. You know, when your lawmakers make a law, you can say, gee, I really don't like the fact that, you know, my elected representative is doing this, so in the next election cycle, I'm going to vote that person out. In the case of the Department of Agriculture, you don't have that option. I mean, you can't vote out, you know, appointed bureaucrats that are not elected officials. So unfortunately, we the people don't really have, you know, haven't had a say in even getting the people responsible for this, you know, into the position of power that they're in right now.
Well, now, couldn't Congress counter this? Or is it the fact that Congress doesn't even know about it any more than the average individual understands?
Well,
bureaucrats who create laws that could put you in prison and certainly confine you that are not answerable to anybody.
Well, that's one of the big problems that we face today is a lot of these non-elected governmental bodies like the Department of Homeland Security and the State Department, the United States Department of Agriculture, the FDA. We've built up a whole bureaucratic system where unelected officials, appointed officials, are, you know, essentially government bureaucrats, are cranking out regulations day after day that essentially have the force of law and that we are all required to obey, and yet we don't have the ability to really have much of a say over those regulations. You know, another great example is, or another appalling example, is the RFID in our passports. When the State Department opened up a comment period so it could actually hear from the public on this, they received over 2,000 comments, and by their own admission, over 98% of those comments were opposed to the idea of putting an RFID tag in U.S. passports. But despite the fact that, you know, had there been a vote, the vote would have been overwhelmingly negative and the people would have rejected that, they decided to completely disregard those several thousand comments and go ahead and do it anyway.
So that
again, the State Department, you can't vote them out of office, you can't boycott them. You know, it would be difficult to picket them. I'm sure if we did, we'd probably all be arrested as, you know, counter-government insurgents on some level. So we're really kind of stuck when these large bureaucratic agencies make unilateral decisions and do it in complete disregard of public opinion or what the will of the majority would be if they put it up to a vote.
And I think this is really what's so important. It doesn't matter how the people feel. It doesn't matter, you know, what the people want. There is in effect, a ruling elite, call them what you will, who have decided that us common folks really don't understand what's good. This is not a government of the people or by the people or for the people. It's a government of a ruling elite, a bureaucracy, a faceless bureaucracy that makes decisions and is forcing its will on the public. And people say, well, oh, well, shucks, you know, maybe, you know, I don't like the RFID in my passport, but, you know, I can live with that. But what happens if you're a farmer out there and you've got a flock of chickens and you stop and think how much it's going to cost you to take those chickens down to the veterinarian? And he's going to charge you a big fat fee for injecting that, and of course there's the cost of the RFID and his time and your time. And then next time you have some chickens, they've got to go down there, and you become a criminal if you do not carry out what you're told to do.
And the requirements, when you actually look at what farmers will be required to do under this new plan, it's almost inconceivable. There's actually, by January 2008, all premises have to be registered. That means that you have to submit the GPS coordinates of your home to the USDA or of your property where the livestock reside. They will take a satellite photograph image of your property. You have to tell them where you store the feed, where the animals are housed, how many animals you have. You have to inventory them individually. And by January 2008, all animals will be required to be identified to the USDA. So this means that essentially an inventory will be made of all of the animal food sources within this country. That is actually one of the goals of the program, is to be able to have a complete and thorough inventory of all food sources to, you know, available to Americans. What I find particularly appalling about this is that for many rural people who've made a decision to live in that environment or to choose that lifestyle, particularly because they want to get away from, you know, corporatization and big brother government, and because they want to become self-sufficient, they want to live off the land, and they don't want to be scrutinized by, you know, the powers that be, these are the very people that the government now is tuning its microscope to and really trying to identify who those people are, how they're living, how they're making a living, how they're able to feed themselves and their families. And, you know, as a student of history, and anyone who's read our book, Spy Chips, knows that we have a chapter in there where I talk about what if some of the dictators of the past had access to RFID or had access to today's technologies. And one of the things we address is the famine in the Ukraine that was started by, or that was horribly executed by Stalin. Few people realize this, but Stalin killed over 60 million Russians, 60 million people in the Soviet Union during the course of his murderous regime. He was far more deadly than Hitler ever was, simply because Hitler wasn't in power so long. But one of the ways that Stalin controlled the population was by making sure that anyone who criticized the government was subject to swift punishment. And in the Ukraine, that was actually one area of the Soviet Union where there was a pockets of resistance against Stalin's regime and against the communist regime that was essentially bankrupting the country and ruining everyone's lives. And he decided to deal with this pocket of resistance by essentially starving the Ukrainians. And what they did in the 1920s was they actually closed off the borders to the Ukraine. They sent Soviet troops onto individual properties. They knew where all the farms were because they'd all been collectivized. They sent the farmers onto the property to confiscate all of their food animals and all of their grains. And they even took the seeds so that they couldn't plant any crops in the following year. And I mean, Soviet military officers would literally go into people's barns and take out sacks of seed. They would go into their cellars and their basement and take their canned goods. They took everything. And then they closed off the borders, forbade anyone to come into the country and bring any, or into the region and bring any food to the people. And they literally starved in droves. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians starved that winter because they had literally nothing to eat. Now, I look at a system like that and I say, well, if there's one moral to this, it's you don't want to put your government in charge of your sole means of survival, your food, because people can live a long time without a lot of other things the government doles out to us, but you can't live very long without food. And that has been a tool of oppressive governments for as long as there have been oppressive governments. And if we have concerns about our own government becoming tyrannical, which it certainly to all appearances seems it's doing, then allowing them control, this degree of control, knowledge, awareness, documentation, and scrutiny of the food supply is an incredibly dangerous position to put ourselves in as a people.
And I agree with you totally, Gersia. Here in America, we never talk about the Great Hunger in China, but between 58 and 62, as part of this great experiment that they were running in China, they starved to death between 41 and 43 million people. That is never mentioned in the United States. You can Google it, it's called the Great Hunger, and the figure that's usually there is 30 million, they started it, but according to the Chinese government figures, 41, but 43 million. How could you keep that secret from the American people? Why, the very same way that so many things are kept secret from the American people. But I hope people will go up on their internet and type in the Great Hunger in China, 58 to 62. Find out that it's true. Understand how they control our mind, and I share Catherine's concepts. Why in the heaven's name would they want to know where you kept your food for your farm animals? What business possibly is of that? And then how often do you have to keep reporting? Do you have to keep reporting each year to the government?
Oh, it's worse than that. You under this, I shouldn't laugh. I mean, it's when you look at these regulations, you almost have to laugh or you'll just burst into tears. It is incredible how detailed this project is. They actually require not only that you must register your premises and tell them specifically where you live with a GPS satellite photograph. You have to identify every one of your animals and submit that information as well. But starting in January 2009, all animal owners will be required to report all animal movements. Now, when I say animal movements, you are given only 24 hours to report any birth of an animal or the hatching of an egg. You are required
hatching
to
report... Hatching of an egg, my goodness.
Yes. Well, that's the birth of an animal, according to these guidelines.
Hatching of an egg, well, of course, that's logical.
Yeah, you have 24 hours to report when your chickens hatch out of their eggs. You have 24 hours to report when your sheep gives birth or your cows calve. You have to report all of that within 24 hours. Also, we'll get to that after the break. I'll tell you just how bad this
is. Okay. We'll be right back with Catherine Albrecht.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Catherine Albrecht, and we're talking about this draconian legislation. Are you hearing about it from Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or the others? People do not understand that in the name of fighting terrorism, in the name of protecting the American people, they're taking away all of our freedom. They know exactly what they're doing. They know that the war on terrorism is phony. If they really were concerned about terrorism, they would have sealed the southern border immediately after 9/11. They have not done it then. They're not going to do it now. They're going to build a 700-mile fence, maybe, along a 2,000-mile border. It's all symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. But the reality is they're moving to regulate everything in America. There are people who want an authoritarian society. And what this is effectively going to do is drive every small farmer out of business. That's really what's going to happen, isn't it, Catherine?
Well, actually, that is going to be one of the results of this. Let me tell you why this is so burdensome to small farmers. I'm going to read you a couple of other things that the NACE regulations require people to do. Within 24 hours, the owner must report any missing animal, any missing tag, the sale of an animal, the death of an animal, the slaughter of an animal, the purchase of an animal, the movement of an animal off the farm or homestead, and the movement of an animal onto the farm or homestead. So this means even if you take your horse for a ride and you leave the gates of your property, you are required to file a formal piece of paperwork with the USDA reporting that you took your farm off the property. If one of your sheep gets under the fence and happens to head over into the neighbor's yard or the neighbor's farm pasture, you have to report that incident. If your chickens are hatching, you have 24 hours to report it. Failure to report any of these animal movements, animal births or deaths will result in a $1,000 fine per incident. Now, they're anticipating that people will be doing this through the Internet, but of course there are many parts of this country where people have chosen not to have an Internet connection or a computer at all. Many rural people living off the land have decided they don't want that as part of their lives, or they can't even get access to the Internet in certain parts of the country. There is no provision, to the best of my knowledge, within the NACE requirements for doing this through paperwork, but even if there were, can you imagine the amount of effort it would take to fill out a specific individual piece of paper, find a post office, which I know for many rural people, the post office is an hour or two away from their home, and then manage to get that mailed out to the USDA in time to be compliant with these regulations. If you fail to be compliant, then, again, a $1,000 fine per violation, which means per non-reported event or per animal that you fail to report, you could easily rack up several hundred thousand dollars in fines, at which point then the government says, well, you can't pay your fine, so we're going to have to take your property in payment of these fines.
Well,
and many small farmers, I believe, will find themselves without property at all.
And, of course, you know, what is even more frightening about this, Catherine, is that the American people were told for so many years we have the enemy and they're the communists, and that's why we have to develop all this technology to spy on the wicked communists. And that's why we have to have these satellites. We have to develop satellites, and they can fly over the communist countries, and they can spy on the communists who may very well be trying to attack America and take away our freedom. So what do we do? Why, we develop the satellites, and what do we use them for? We use them for spying on the American people. And where is the outcry from the American people about the satellites overflying our property and violating our rights to privacy and taking pictures of our farm animals from outer space? And remember, they can read a newspaper from outer space. I mean, so I thought all of this technology was to protect us from the wicked communists, or maybe that was all a myth.
Well, this is all designed
so they can spy on us and control us here in America.
Well, and even if it was designed for the right reasons, no matter how much you trust your current government, if you develop the tools of surveillance, the tools of power, and the tools of control, even if you hand the reins of that to, you know, a saint like Mother Teresa, eventually someone else will inherit those tools of power, and they will use it against the people. This is the one thing that 20th century history has taught us over and over, and I have a complete bookshelf of atrocities committed in the 20th century. One of the most valuable books in my own research has been a book by University of Hawaii Professor R.J. Rummel, titled Death by Government.
Yes.
And in fact, he features very prominently in the chapter called The Nightmare Scenario in our book Spy Chips. And in there, he describes how government is the deadliest force on the planet. In fact, the governments of this country have been six times more deadly in the 20th century than all of the century's wars combined. More people have been put to death, killed, slaughtered, starved to death by their own governments than any other force known to man other than disease and natural causes. So if you think that the terrorists are the threat because they can kill 3,000 people in a building or because they might commit some random acts of violence on a subway or on a train, when you compare those statistics to the number of people who were murdered by out-of-control regimes given way too much power by their populations, then, to my mind, the threat of the terrorists really pales in comparison. And one of the things that our founding fathers understood fully was that the best tool to keep people safe is freedom. The best tool is where the people control the means of power. The people control the government, not the other way around. And when you start getting that out of whack, you start seeing crackdowns. You start seeing serious problems. I want to read just two paragraphs out of my book, Spy Chips, and this is from the chapter called The Nightmare Scenario, with your permission, Dr. Stan, to address the question you just raised. And this is a section called Surveillance is Power. Governments like to assure their citizens that surveillance will make them safer, but surveillance is more likely to ensure the security of the regime in power than to protect its citizens. Once surveillance tools are in place, governments are tempted to use them to identify and hassle people who oppose their rule, whether they're members of opposing political parties or citizens acting for peaceful change. Surveillance by the state has a chilling effect on people's willingness to work for social change and root out abuse. In a surveillance state, people keep their heads low and conform, and of course, that's just how the government likes it. Then I have a little box here that says, does surveillance keep people safe? One of the most surveilled people in all of history were the Soviets under communist rule. During Stalin's decades-long reign of terror and the KGB era that followed, government agents could intercept and read mail, listen in on phone calls, and plant informants to probe their neighbors' political views and assess their loyalty to the government. The surveillance was nearly complete, but did the watchful eye of the state keep the Soviet people safe? Hardly. It seems no coincidence that history's most watchful government was also one of its most deadly. Between 1917 and 1987, the Soviet government killed over 60 million of its own citizens, more than any other government in the 20th century. Wouldn't you rather take the better odds of risking random crimes than face the possibility of total control by a bloodthirsty government? No criminal we know of has managed to murder an average of 3,000 people per day every day for 70 years, as the Soviet government did. And now I want to clarify a misstatement I made about the Ukraine. I have here, it would take an army to kill 7 million people in a single winter, as Stalin did with a state-induced famine in the Ukraine in 1932 to 33. Stalin first confiscated all of the Ukrainian seeds so they couldn't plant crops or store food for the winter. At one point, Ukrainian villagers were dying at the rate of 25,000 per day.
You're going to have to hold. We're going to a break, and I can't control this. Bye-bye. Oh, hang on there.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, Dr. to Stand Back here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Catherine Albrecht. Before I forget, let's get your website out and information that you'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely. Our RFID website is online at www.spychips, that's S-P-Y-C-H-I-P-S, all one word, .com. We have a number of versions of our book out. The paperback just came out 2 weeks ago from Penguin Plume Press. We're delighted. You should be able to find that in Barnes & Noble stores, Border stores. Any local bookstore can order it for you, or you can order it online from our website and get a signed copy. And again, our website is spychips.com. We also have a free newsletter that people are encouraged to sign up for if you'd like to stay current on the latest developments in RFID implants going into people, RFID going into government documents like passports and the like. And you can sign up for that free of charge by going onto the spychips.com website and entering in your email address there. And finally, we have a Christian version of the Spy Chips book called The Spy Chips Threat, Why Christians Should Resist RFID and Electronic Surveillance. And in that book, what my co-author Liz McIntyre and I did was we took a look at the Christian concern around the idea of using a payment implant, and also the fact that all of the stores, the retail establishments are consolidating. They're linking up with high-speed internet connections associated with the cash registers and using numbers for payments through credit cards, through ATM cards, through frequent shopper card programs and the like is essentially creating the infrastructure that will make it possible to require a number to buy and sell of ultimately every person on the face of the earth. And that, of course, is directly related for people with Christian concerns to the passage in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, which talk about a time when no man will be able to buy or sell. That's no man rich or poor, free or bond, great or small, without having the number, the mark of the beast or the number of his name in their right hand or their forehead. And one of our concerns now is that with RFID implant technology, it's actually possible to implant a number in your right hand or, I suppose, potentially in your forehead and use that to actually make a payment. So we are, for the first time in 2,000 years of Christian history, standing at a point where technologically it is possible to implement that that passage of Scripture that Christian theologians have puzzled over for two millennia now. And believe me, if Isaac Newton, who had written over a million words trying to decipher the words of Revelation, if Isaac Newton, who one of the great scientists of all time, were alive today, I think he would be astonished to see that all of his several million words of writing were essentially wasted because he was not living in a time when that information could be known. But now here we are today, living in a time when even a child can tell you how it's possible to make a payment with a number. You simply swipe a credit card. And unfortunately, if we're not careful, our children's children or our grandchildren will also be able to tell you how you do that with a number in your hand. You simply swipe your RFID implant.
And it really is truly exciting in some ways and frightening in others when you realize that we are seeing, I believe, the fulfillment of prophecy. I believe that the other side understands what's going on, too. And I read things like Edward Bellamy's book written back in 1888. And there he is saying, and of course, he is coming from the occult side, from the dark side. And he says, talking about the year 2000, when a credit card will be just as good in Europe as gold once was. A credit card will be just as good. 1888. In 1880, Edward Bellamy wrote the book. So they know, they understand what's going on. The trouble is the average Christian doesn't understand what's going on. And that's why I think what you're doing is so important.
Well, and unfortunately, some of the churches are participating in this very technology. I've actually got an article from CIO Magazine, which is Corporate Information Officer Magazine, of all the unlikely places to discuss church technology. But they actually talk about these mega churches, in some cases with 3,000 and 5,000 people per service piling into a big church. And the article opens by talking about how children are actually using biometrics. They're literally placing their fingerprints or their handprints onto a reader to get into Sunday school. Now, that's amazing to me that Christian leaders in charge of that many, you know, of congregations of that size, essentially the spiritual pastors for that many people, would be so oblivious to the times that we're living in that they would encourage children to be conditioned to use their hand as an access port to get into something as fundamentally Christian as Sunday school. It's really astonishing. So I think there seems to be a real need for people to wake up and observe the fact that the technologies that we're taking for granted that are being built up around us really do pose, I think, some very serious issues for Christians and people of faith, because we are prohibited by the Bible from participating in the system. I mean, we are absolutely told this you know, you won't be forgiven for that. You cannot participate. You cannot take this mark of the beast. And the way I look at it, obviously RFID in today's format, an RFID implant in your arm to access your office, certainly doesn't meet the biblical requirements for the mark of the beast. We've never actually said that it is the mark of the beast. But my goodness, if I don't want weeds in my garden, I don't wait until they're strangling my house to pull them up. I get them when they're little tiny, you know, a couple of sprouts poking up through the ground is the time to pull them up if you don't want them to, you know, to take over. So I think in many cases when we look at these technologies and we see the writing on the wall, we see the direction that they're going, as Christians, we need to put our foot down and say, I'm not going to participate in the system because I don't like where it's headed.
Well, is there any opposition to the chipping of the animals? Is anybody doing anything?
Well, everybody who knows about it, Dr. Stan, hates it. The problem is that very few people know about it. The best place to get further information about this is go to the NoNais.org website. That's run by a farmer out of Vermont who's done a great job of compiling information. He has cataloged on there various different state organizations that have opposed it. We know that in several states now, when the state legislatures have tried to implement actual legislation to enforce this on the state level, that there has been huge opposition from farmers who have gotten organized and fought back against it. And I think that's going to be our best hope. Unfortunately, right now, people are estimating that fewer than 10% of farmers in this country are even aware that these regulations exist.
Well,
and these are people who could lose their farms.
They're soon all going to become lawbreakers. God bless you, Catherine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Thank you.
can you believe what Catherine was saying? I mean, this is really good. That can't be true, can it? Ladies and gentlemen, it is true. And the fact that you're not hearing about it from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and Chris, our attention is being focused on, do you know that are there 10 major stadiums that are scheduled this weekend for a nuclear attack of some sort? And of course, we get ourselves all worked up about this threat or that threat or another threat. It's all a diversion. They're playing games with our minds. And of course, the real danger is the expansion of government control over our lives and American boys fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq. We're losing our freedom here at home. And Iraq is a great diversion, just as Vietnam was a great diversion. And that's when they took God and prayer out of our schools and found a woman had a right to abort and kill the child in her womb. But that's why we have to have all the immigrants, is because we don't have the normal birth of children here. And then, of course, they begin to centralize power in Washington, D.C., and change our immigration laws. Back in 1965, they were already planning what's going on today. Who was the man responsible in 65? A fellow named Ted Kennedy. Senator Ted Kennedy. 1965. Long time. These people have long-term planning. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want you to know that the satellites were never developed to spy on the communists. They were developed to spy on you. And the technology, all this technology is to control you and number you and number your farm animals. And you must understand that we do carry the book Spy Chip if you'd like to get it. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's Spy Chips. And go to Catherine's website and get information and try to get people to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to memorize it. You need to check all of the information and find out if I'm not telling you the truth. And if you find something in there that you find difficult to believe, check with me. We have it all documented. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. If you haven't signed up for our program, remember we're having an all-day seminar just a week from Sunday. That's the 29th of October. You've got to get your reservation in this week. We have to know how many people are coming. So if you possibly can make it, please do. We'd love to see you. And then we want you to get all the information that you can and get it home and help us to get it out. And, of course, we'll have almost all of our books and videos and 4 tape sets. And believe me, we have almost, 80 4 tape sets there. The real story of O.J. Simpson, you've never heard. The real story of the Bohemian Grove. The real story of Skull and Bones. The real story of the men we abandoned in Vietnam to live a life of slavery all of the rest of their life. Men who went overseas to fight for freedom, never expecting they were going to be betrayed by people in their own government, like Senator John McCain and Senator John Kerry and so many others who were quite willing to leave them there to die while they're here in America, living well, as we all are. But men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $80.